Here we go. Wake up.
Star 94.1.
If there is somebody in your life who's gone full-blown health nut and you need to vent about them, we are here for you. Dedrick in Avondale Estates, we are here for you. Vent right to me, buddy.
Yes, I have a friend that probably comes over maybe 3 times a week, and I cook and pretty much eat everything. I don't gain any weight, but everything that I eat, he has to tell me how much fat is in it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so annoying. I mean, he tells me the name of certain things that is in it, and I have no idea how to even say it, but he knows it.
And it doesn't even matter, but he's the type of guy who's like, hey, what is that? Oh, let me see that. What's the sugar content in that? Let me see that.
And then you
got to pass it over to him, and then he's going to judge you for something you didn't even care about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yes. 2 days ago was the last time I kicked him out because I'm getting ready to eat my food, and he asked me, are you really going to eat that?
Oh, get out.
No.
Get out.
No. And, Dedrick, you're right over there by the DeKalb Farmer's Market, too. Is he, like, constantly telling you to go get fresh veggies and kale and boring stuff?
Well, yeah. I was actually getting ready to go to Kroger, and he wanted me to. He said he was going to take me, and he took me to the farmer's market.
Oh, really? See, the bait and switch there.
I think Jen just low-key did that to Dedrick. He's like, well, you know, I mean, the guy does have a point. You're right around the corner from the farmer's market.
When he said Avondale Estates, I'm like, that's right there.
All right, Dedrick, good luck with your friend.
All right, thanks.
You know, the only thing to do with a friend like that is to, like, get a big fatty steak and put some big old butter on it and shit. Grind some salt on that steak and then serve it with a big old baked potato, butter, and everything right
melted
in front of it.
Cheese right on top of that. And just add some bacon.
Yes.
You name it. Just pile it on up there and just be like, this is really interesting what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not that friend right now, am I? I'm trying to really be a good whole 30er. I really am. Uh-oh, he's scratching his head.
No, you're fine. Totally fine.
Or are you looking at me?
Because I don't want to make eye contact with Jen.
That's
the real reason.
All right, 404-263-0941 if you want to vent about your health nut friend.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Is the health nut in your life driving you nuts? Melanie in Johns Creek. Just vent about it, girl.
Yeah, so my sister-in-law has taken health nut to a whole new level. She decided to be chemical-free, and now over the Christmas holidays, literally every product I have in my house, she has an app, and she would scan the barcode.
Oh, no.
On a scale of 1 to 10, tell me how toxic the products I use for my 2- and 1-year-old are. Yeah, like my butt paste apparently is going to make my children sterile.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
apparently I can't use diaper cream anymore. So, yeah.
Oh, Melanie.
That's my life.
I'm so sorry.
She's like, that's where we are, kids.
That's where we are. She has a very healthy 12 and 9-year-old who I'm pretty sure she used Lysol wipes around the house when they were babies. But she told me if she would have known better, she would have done better, and I should do better.
Oh,
wow.
Dang. Health nuts are driving people crazy on social media, too, right,
Kelly?
Oh,
my gosh. These comments on Instagram are hilarious. The best one's from Julia. She goes, I need everyone who just jumped on this health kick train to stop trying to get me to buy Shakeology. I don't want it. Just let me be fat and drink my wine.
Everybody's always saying how Jeff's the funniest person on the radio.
And he is funny.
But Jen's got jokes, too.
They are not funny.
Here's a new one for you to steal.
Hey, Jeff, what do you call a pig that does karate?
I don't know, Jen. What do you call a pig that does karate?
A pork chop.
For the record, I am laughing at your visual representation of being a pig that does karate, not at the punchline.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.